Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Oh! Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. A happy Thursday to everybody out there. Hello, Leroy.
Boy, I got up this morning to a situation.
What happened? What happened, dude?
My pool turned on, water was squirting everywhere.
Whoa, what was going on? Like out of the pump or in the, what do you mean?
Out of the, like the, one of the salt chlorinators. So I went to the pool place. He said, oh, it's the O-ring.
Okay.
So take it apart, change the O-ring. Then I look. And I'm not a pool guy.
No, you're not.
I tend to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I figured it wasn't tight enough, so I took something and tightened it.
Ooh.
And cracked that part, so when I changed the O-ring, it was even more water, because
yes.
Now the part that attaches is cracked, so...
Not great.
Not great. I'll run back after the show. But just imagine if I wasn't here, and for some reason I thought today was Friday.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm getting ready for that whiskey, stars, and cigars.
I know.
I am ready to go.
We are ready to go. It is tomorrow. We're excited to have you all there.
And I'm telling you now, anybody that tells me these words, tequila's great. You just haven't had the right brand. It's getting a two-piece.
What if I just try and trick you?
You can't trick me. Dude, I smell tequila coming a mile away.
We'll see. I bet you I can.
I'm scarred. There is no way. That if I put my lips on a drink and it has tequila in it, I'm not going to know tequila's in it.
Well, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is tomorrow, presented by Ed Morris Sawgrass Auto Mall. And we hope to see you guys out there. You guys can interact with us, talk sports unfiltered with the hosts here at QAM. Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk starting at 6. Davion Mitchell's going to be there. Excited to have Davion out there. Bernie's going to be there. The Heat Dances will be there, too. Enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate. It's free. Just stop by. Get all the info now at QAM, WQAM.com. And you must be 21 or older. We'll see you at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits Plantation Walk. And it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. 4 brands, 1 location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. Give you your headlines here. As those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito. And when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. Last night, the Marlins, they lost to the Orioles 7-4. Fourth straight loss. Look, I want to be reasonable about this because I don't know what my expectations were of the Marlins this year. I just wanted a fun season, right? However, I'm not going to have you peacocking after taking 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers.
And then go over.
Yeah, you come home and you completely poop the bed. You go 1-5 to start your homestand. So I don't know what you want me to do with that. It's great. I know everybody's excited because a lot of prospects are coming up, and Robbie Snelling's making his debut, and Joe Mack is up here, although Augustine Ramirez is now learning jumbo shrimp. So I am frustrated, and here's what I'm thinking about this, you know, on my way down today, and I'm like, God, I can't believe they lost two or three. They're now in fourth place. They're behind the Nationals. They started this homestand in second place, put some ground between you and the Nationals. Here's the ground. They just dug themselves more ground like a mole burrowing down the standings. They only are a game up on the New York Mets, who, I mean, completely farted out last month. And I'm just supposed to be okay with that? And this is not just I'm not saying go win the NL East. I'm not saying go win the wild card. But for God's sakes, like, you guys sat here crowing about, oh, we're going to be better. We're going to be serious about winning. We're going to have this. And you guys have just shown such an inability to put a consistent game and series together. Nothing is reliable on this team, basically outside of Jansen, Junk, and Sandy. And, you know, I find that unbelievably frustrating from this team. The bullpen's been a wreck. And by the way, I think I'd probably be less frustrated if I haven't counted like six wins they probably should have that the manager feels like he's blown with his pitching calls this year. So that's also added to my frustration.
We've been talking about that since the beginning of the year.
But, dude, you lose back-to-back series. You lose to the Phillies, who were dog bleep coming in here. You got Don Mattingly on a revenge series. They take 3 out of 4 from you, and you drop the first two to the Orioles. The Orioles, who just got outscored 1,000-0 to the Yankees, and we're on a losing streak, and this is the type of baseball you put out there? That's very disappointing. I don't know how anybody in that organization can look at themselves and feel like, yeah, this is even up to the very mediocre standards we're trying to hold you guys to. But what a colossal poop job it has been to start this homestand against the Orioles, dude. I mean, what are we talking about here? I'm not asking you. You just had 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. And this is the response? I mean, I get it. Young teams are going to be inconsistent. But some of these ones feel like they should be in the bag. And now it's like you've come here and just have come with all momentum riding in. This should be an awesome chance. Talking about this with Jack McMullen last year. I'm like, last week, isn't this an opportunity for the Marlins to really, like, put their feet in the ground and say, hey, we're going to do something this year? And their answer to that was, absolutely not. We are not.
So I look at it two ways. I look at it as disappointment in the fact that they just haven't played the same baseball, right? Like, this baseball that they've played the last 5 games, giving up all these runs and not being able to get hits. And it's almost like they only hit the ball when the other team has more runs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's very annoying.
It's the craziest thing. But if the pitcher is holding them to 2 runs, then they mysteriously can't hit. Every game's played out that way. How much of this is just being a young team and the unpredictability of what you're going to see from night to night?
I'm sure a lot of it is that. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not here to like burn the mother bleeper to the ground. But look, I am a fan, and I'm not going to.
You got a match in your hand.
I'm not going to not be this. I'm like, you guys just took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. You played solid situational baseball. You came through. So you know it's in there. Hey, here you go, guys. 10 games at home against under 500 teams. 1-5.
Right.
What? You kidding me? But we're bringing up a lot of prospects. Cool. All right. That's awesome. I like that all of our bullpen looks like they should be members of Duck Dynasty. That's cool. That's awesome news. But we are also burning a lot of fuel to Jacksonville these last couple of days, because we're bringing guys up, we're sending them down, you know, and it's just unbelievably frustrating. Like, and again, you're right. They're young. I'm not going to lose my mind over it, but I'm not going to act like I'm not disappointed to watch this and be like, hey, Owen Casey, hey, Jacob Marcy. They came out together yesterday. Where the hell you been? Where the hell you been? Yuri Perez! Dude, are you the phenom we've all come to thought you were going to be? Because you're getting knocked around like a LaSpada's meatball sub right now.
That part of it I can't figure out. I can't figure out why is the pitching goes south. I can understand the hitting, right? Because hitting's up and down, and some nights you see the ball really well, and then other nights you look like you're swinging at a wiffle ball. But the pitching, I expected more consistency out of. So if they would have lost one, if they would have only won one of the last six games, it would have been scores like 3-2, 2-1, right? That's what I expected. Not these 9-7 where the bullpen comes in and gives up three runs. That's the part that is like just puzzling to me is that, you know, usually young teams, when you're a young team with a lot of young players, you usually have a couple of guys you can depend on. And usually you can get that from the pitching staff. Sandy got lit up. I'm like, whoa, right?
Yeah.
So that's the part of it that is just baffling.
Well, that's that. So Marlins lose 7-4. They'll try and salvage, not get swept today. Ugh. Rough. In the playoffs yesterday, the Spurs, they killed the Wolves, 133-95.
Oh my goodness.
Killed them.
Dude, how – like, why all of a sudden is Wimby shooting threes like Steph?
That's what he does, dude.
I mean, perfect form. Like, doesn't touch any rim.
He can get. He's a marvel. You can watch him do his thing, man. But they put it on him yesterday. But Wolves got to be happy. They got the split. The Knicks, by the way, they held off Philly. Philly was froggy yesterday, even without Joel Embiid. But the Knicks have a 2-0 series lead. They take care of their business at home and win 108-102. And then the NHL last night, the Sabres beat the Canadiens 4-2 to start that series. And then the Ducks beat the Golden Knights 3-1. So that is your look. That series is tied at one game apiece. We'll take a break, get into more things. A lot of NBA happenings. Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, is going to join us. He's had a lot of thoughts on what the Miami Heat could be doing coming up here. Has some interesting solutions. And this guy's like a computer. I mean, honestly, has things that the Heat got to worry about that I didn't even know they had to worry about. So he's going to join us later on this hour. We'll talk some Miami Heat with him. But we'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer!
Hey!
Wow. Well, listen, I'm sorry. Welcome, but I got to hit you with it.
It's okay.
You know?
I get it.
That's how it is. Can I get my buttons up there, Brittany, so she can be properly shamed?
Okay. Minus one for tardiness.
Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by our friends at Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season? Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
There's not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful.
But my nose is raining.
Gross, oh. Dude. Gross.
Cute.
Got the sniffles, dude. I don't know. What the hell?
Did you steal those pants from Ronald McDonald?
Really? That's what we're doing?
Minus one for Sass.
It is clear skies, not a breath of wind.
Ooh.
About 80 degrees. It is a beautiful day. And I don't see rain in the forecast, but I will say this. Usually this time of year, it's probably a little more cloudy out over the water with the breeze coming off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that makes its way over to us in the evening. So, but as far as right now, Not a cloud in the sky, not a breath of wind, 5 miles an hour tops. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
All right. Well, listen, here's what else is beautiful. This could be something.
Wow, Dade South.
What did he say?
That's terrible.
Nose running like, yeah, that egg yolk you had on your chin.
Yeah.
That was a gummy. He didn't have egg yolk on his chin.
Did you remove it already? Like, did you take away all the residue?
I watched the replay. That was definitely a trolley on his chin. What he had was egg on his chest.
Well, you're a mess.
A mess, dude. But anyway, this could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know.
What is it? Are you teasing us right now?
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right. You guys familiar with Ja Morant?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, he's not playing basketball right now because the Grizzlies are not in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's decided, you know where I should spend my offseason?
Oh, God.
Right down here on a boat. Now, why would he do that?
Because it's Florida?
Well,
you know,
I mean,
the weather was pretty good today.
I mean, the weather is good. It is good. I mean, but is the weather not good in Memphis right now?
I don't think so.
Is the weather not good in Memphis? I'm not sure.
You see that picture? You tell me.
You can't necessarily
Memphis
do that.
Don't have that view.
Man, that view is great.
It's a nice view.
Wow.
I love being in a boat at night. It's very sweet.
Yeah, there's something about it, right?
Something about it.
Something
mesmerizing.
About it. You know? Interesting.
I realize boats don't have headlights.
What?
What?
So when I was on a boat in Cleveland, I had a boat in Cleveland.
All right.
And we came home at night. I was like, yikes.
Hmm. Crazy. Schmeathan says, Tobin, it's the second segment. Too early for this level of reach. I'm not reaching. All I'm doing is saying, look at that. Someone's in town. Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm just waiting for you to be like, you saw those lights? They're red.
Wow. They are. They, great notice. Great job, Jennifer. Just adding on to it.
He controlled that for sure.
Somebody says, Miami is too much for Ja Morant. We don't know that.
It takes a special type of person
what?
To live here, okay?
What?
We don't know that it's too much for him. We don't know that it's too much for him.
Yeah, see the trouble he's gotten in Memphis.
You know, people grow. People grow. People change.
I don't.
People grow. People change. All right, rats off a ship
not
all of a sudden.
Here. Let me be clear. It's not whether people can grow or people can change. I 100% agree with that. But can you say as of right now he's done it? And is it worth the risk?
Interesting. I guess it depends what the risk is.
I mean, the risk is you're going to have to pay Ja Morant.
Well, he's already paid right now. He's under contract.
Okay.
Ricardo says, you never grow, Tobin, and you ain't changed. Still a fraud show pony. Jesus.
Wow, that's pretty. It's kind of harsh for this early in the morning.
I mean, that's a lot.
Like, listen, I'm hard on my boy, Tobes. That hurt me a little bit.
It did.
Minus one.
That hurt me a little
fraud
bit.
Fraud with good access. For fraudulence.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little NBA. Would Bobby Marks risk Ja Morant? He was a GM one time. Is it responsible to go after somebody like Ja Morant? We'll talk about that and some other Heat moves with him coming up next.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's see, NBA playoffs right now. Miami Heat, they're in Cancun. Just sitting, waiting. Although we did get some fodder yesterday, Leroy, because the Bucks owner, who's also the Browns owner, he's the co-owner of the Bucks, He said that he wants a resolution on the Giannis thing by the NBA draft, one way or the other. So let's talk about all things off season with our upcoming guests, bro, on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. He is ESPN's NBA front office insider. Did a great breakdown. He does every team, but he did a great breakdown of all things that the Miami Heat have to consider going into this summer. And Bobby Marks joining us here on the program. Bobby, how are you? Thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
I'm doing great. How's everyone?
We're good. We're good. We're doing good. We're doing good.
I need an educated mind to stop this man. He is getting out of hand. I'm trying to, and this time of year, I am trying to be responsible, and all he cares about is names, which is what basketball is.
Yeah, Bobby, would you trust John Morant? Would you trust him?
Oh my God! You know, it's funny. Players look a lot better in the off season. Players look a lot better in the off season than they do during the regular season. You kind of forget who they were during the regular season. So I'd be a little bit careful there.
Thank you.
It's fair.
That's all I said. Like here,
I always remind people. And listen, we work in an entertainment business, but I always remind people, I'm like, you know, there's only like 450 players in the NBA. Like it's like there's not that and. The rules and everything that comes with it. Like this is a complicated business as far as moving chess pieces around here.
Right.
Well, I was curious because Pat Riley mentioned in the at his end of season press conference about the Heat and they really valued cap space and everybody kind of rolled their eyes at it. Cause they're like, hey, people don't do that anymore. None of the good players even seem to get to free agency anymore. Do you feel like that could change? Because, you know, you see the names like Giannis and Spida and even Joker was the one we were kind of, you know, trying to pipe dream. But does that even work anymore, Bobby? Is that a sound plan from Pat Riley?
Well, I mean, cap space is good if those guys are there, if they're available. I mean, listen, 2010 was a unique year as far as the rules. The extension rules that are in place right now didn't exist back, you know, 15, 16 years ago. Now we see an uptick of players extending with their own teams. This year is unprecedented, the number of players that are extensionable, whether it be Giannis or Jokic or Karl Anthony Towns or Donovan Mitchell, Kawhi. Like there's a list of players there. Now, it doesn't mean that we can go back into that cycle of cap space again, but this offseason, there's only three teams that have significant room. That could change next year. I always say cap space is kind of like a little bit fool's gold. You don't want to rely all on it. And then you get to next summer and there's nobody there to sign. So I think you have to be somewhat careful there. It's great to have the flexibility part of it. But if you're relying on to go out and sign a player in free agent, we just don't see that anymore. We saw it with Jalen Brunson 3 or 4 years ago, and Jalen wasn't even a all-star level player when he was coming out of Dallas here. So as I said, you just have to be careful. Now you could say if you're trying to go get Giannis and Milwaukee's playing hardball, but Giannis can say to Milwaukee, hey, you know, I'll just go sign with Miami next offseason with cap space. You can certainly play that game that we've seen in the past too.
Well, my question is more about the Heat. What has plagued the Heat over the last 4 years has been availability.
Yeah.
As far as injuries, whatever reason, okay? I would be extra, extra cautious in signing a guy that I have questions on whether he's going to be available. So to me, that would eliminate a couple of these guys that Tobin is just willing to overlook those pass. Like, John Morant, forget the off-field stuff. He's banged up a lot. Could you imagine Pat Riley giving assets and money and paying money to a guy, and then he comes and sits for the first 2 months? We're in the same cycle. So my whole thing is they have to be careful with the name and be more cognizant of availability, because that's what's plagued you the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, you see it even in the playoffs right now. Availability matters with teams. I think the biggest thing is when you go through in any trade is what does your roster look like after the trade is done? Right. Who is left? You know, what is the availability of now? Like, if you're hypothetically throwing around John Morant and you're not giving up, you know, of course, salary wise, if you have a lot left and the resources that are there with your players, then maybe you can kind of get away with that a little bit here. But if you're trading, you know, three or four players for Giannis, and then you're going to extend him at four for $275 and pay him $75-80 million. Jeez. That's a big risk, right? So you better have the availability, and you better, you know, you've got a pick this year, you know, if you keep it or if you look to move it and everything. But you have, as I said, like, it's one thing to have the name that, you know, the former MVP, but what else is left of your roster here?
What do you think is going to be the market for Giannis? Because it was reported that, hey, the Heat were the last team standing when they thought about moving him. I thought that was going to be their best shot, because the way I look at it, Bobby, is this playoff, someone's going to get even more desperate and you know, try and push the chips. But then Giannis, I guess, is up for the extension, so he has some play. How do you think that'll play? Because the owner says he wants a resolution soon. What do you think the market? Do you think it's going to be more robust or fewer teams? What do you think it'll be?
I would say I would be surprised if Milwaukee gets more than what Brooklyn got and what Memphis got from Mikal Bridges and Desmond Bane in picks. Mm-hmm. You know, players could be certainly different here. I think Giannis controls what the market will be. You know, like, listen, he's got to play, be the bad guy here. You know, no offense, he's got to be the bad guy here, where he says, hey, these are the two teams I'm going to go with. These are the teams I want to trade it to, and these are the two teams I'm going to sign an extension with. Like, that basically can kind of control, you know, the market a little bit here. I know it didn't work that well with Damian Lillard, you know, I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago with him wanting to go play in Miami, but I think that's the big thing. I think certainly what happens on Sunday, which is the lottery, plays a big role in that as far as who's picking where. In the draft, some of these teams have rosters that are somewhat built now. When you look at Atlanta, that could have a top pick. When you have Dallas with Masai taking over, with Cooper coming back, they're at 8 right now. But I really do think it's, you know, besides the contractually, you know, it's the market. And then for Milwaukee, you know, this is a team that doesn't control their first round pick until, I think, 2031. So there's not an incentive, you know, even with these new rules that are coming in, to like basically bottom out here. So you're looking at a little bit of, you know, draft picks and kind of win now players.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Well, I'm curious about all of this because Giannis is kind of screwing his team because he's trying to be the good guy and trying to look good in a situation that's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
And if he had just said, look, I want to go get out, he would have already been traded. But then he keeps waffling back and forth, and that kind of makes it almost more difficult for the situation, because if you look at, you know, Tobin says this thing, make a stink, you'll get out. And players that have done that, it's funny because they've been total jackasses on the way out, and the new team loves them.
Yeah.
So it's only temporary, right? It's a temporary thing.
I don't think he has much room to waffle this summer. Right. And I think you've heard Jimmy Haslam, who also owns the Browns, basically, he's come out multiple times. Like, he has said, like, either he's going to extend or we're going to trade him. I find it refreshing. It's great for us to talk about that.
Does that make the situation worse? No, that he puts a deadline on it?
I think you have to put a deadline on it. I think you have to put draw a line in the sand if you're Milwaukee, because here's the thing. He's not eligible to sign until October 1st. So you can't wait until you get to October or, like, you know, September, but like, hey, what do you think you're going to do? Like, you basically say, hey, this is what we have. These are the options for our roster to improve. This is what we can do in the draft. This is what we can add in free agency. And you basically kind of pitch him as a free agent. And then if that's not good enough, if it's something like, well, you know what, let me see how the summer comes out, how the rest of the summer is, then I think you have to be in a position to move him. Because I just think you can't wait until you get to October here.
Right.
I wanted to ask you just on it from a trade machine standpoint, the Wiggins contract, because he's got an opt-in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are the Heat allowed to trade him till they have an answer? Like, so for example, he has, I guess, till the 29th, I think, to opt in, but the draft mm-hmm. is before that. So is he off the table until then? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, players who have player options are not tradable until the option is because they potentially could be a free agent. So you team players with team options can, if you certainly exercise the option by a certain date. I think there's maybe a couple of guys on the Heat, some of the smaller guys. Pelé, I think, is one of them. But yeah, the guys, Wiggins' number, you'd have to opt in for them to trade him.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, like, there's not a ton of big salaries other than Tyler's to maneuver this summer without the Wiggins one opting in. And that's got to be a weird situation as a player. Yeah. It's like you want to control, I'm opting in, but now I'm traded. You know, so that's got to be a weird place for the front office in him.
Well, that's the hard part. Yeah, I mean, then of course you take in the rules and when you have to cobble together all the salary as far as what you have, and then, sometimes when you don't get a deal done during the regular season, it becomes a little bit more, I know the rules are a little bit different in the offseason, a little bit more difficult because guys potentially could become free agents.
Have the Heat hurt themselves as far as, having assets to trade based on how they've used some of their young guys? Like, so I know Kalel is a piece that a lot of teams would like, but they kind of play games with him during the course of the year. When you look at, Tyler is a phenomenal scorer, but he hasn't played.
Yeah.
And so, like, is it hard to pitch a 20-point scorer that's only played 35 games and gets hurt every year? Their team, while we know firsthand they have talent, other places who haven't seen that talent as much don't value them as much as the Heat do.
Well, I think it's probably two different columns. It's probably the Tyler column with availability. And I think it's, so if you're a team that's interested in him, it's the availability part. And then what do I want to pay him? Because he could become a free agent in 27. He's extension eligible. Also, I do think the collection of young players, the draft picks that have kind of developed over the last couple of years, I think they're in a better shape they are this year than they were a year ago, because I do think we've seen more from them. I think with Ware, how he's, I know his minutes have kind of gone up and down and how he fits at the end of games and certainly there, but I do think there's enough there that I've seen in him. I think Jaime had a really good year. Mm-hmm. I think Pelé was really good this year. So there's like those three pieces. Jovic was up and down, all over the place. So there are those three young players, your first round pick last year. And then you have a pick this year, which is, 13th pick and everything. So I do think out of like the core, like nucleus of young assets to trade, mm-hmm. I don't think what happened this year or in prior years has kind of diminished what their value is. When you have a guy like Khalil on a rookie contract at that number, that's valuable. When you can control that and basically that player will, at worst becomes a restricted free agent a couple of years down the road, that's got a lot of value to teams.
When you're trading for a guy who's going to make 60, 70 million, that doesn't even we need five of those.
Yeah. Right? That's why it's the ability to that's the thing. It's like, all right, what is our roster like? All right, so we got Giannis, we've got Bam, and then we've got what of the young players are left, right? We basically have kind of diminished our draft picks potentially. So it's the hard thing, roster building. It's a hard thing. I get nervous with the 35% max players who are in their 30s. And I know Giannis is a heck of a player, man. But I've seen it, and I know John Wall and Bradley Beal, those guys aren't in that category. But those are the guys that have come through and gotten paid. Russell Westbrook's another one who's gotten paid significantly at that number. And it just, eventually either their body breaks down or their skill level eventually deteriorates.
Speaking of Bobby Marks, ESPN's NBA front office insider. Come on, before we get you out of here, Bobby, on the extensions the Heat are eligible for with Jaime and Pella.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of locking him up? What's the number for somebody like Jaime, who just had a borderline six-man year, But, you know, the Heat, again, going back, they want to keep flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, so what's the balance there for a front office of taking care of Jaime, but also you want to keep your books possibly clean for the next year?
Well, it's interesting. So so let's say there's no deal by the last day of the offseason. So Jaime's got a cap hold. So for as a restricted free agent, which is around $18 million. So that counts against the cap in 2027. So if you're going to say, hey, we think he's a $30 million player, just hypothetically, well, you're going to lose $13 million out of that. Pelé is interesting because he's got a team option that you can exercise. He signed a 3-year deal, so you can exercise that option. Then he's going to be a restricted free agent in 2027, and his cap hold is really low. So you don't really have to, if you really want to prioritize flexibility, you can kind of push that to the side for right now. Rookie extensions are hard to negotiate if it's not a max player, because it's, you know, for the player at least, because it's, you're really going to have to find a compromise with that. So I would say if there's a deal, like, you know, is it in the $18 to $20 million range, just because you wouldn't lose a ton of flexibility? Because
we saw Jovic went for like 16 a year. And if I'm Jaime's age, I'm like, well, come on. I mean, like, look at the year he had, look at the year I just had.
Yeah, I agree.
Are there too many players that think they should be getting the max that probably shouldn't, but because of the market, they're getting it and it's hamstringing their team because they're not really max players?
I think the rules have put in place, I think players are understand the rules. You're basically slotted based on your skill level. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. You know, the ability to have three max players, $40 million max players on your roster is really difficult. I mean, you look at Philadelphia right now and they're in the second round, but one of those guys goes down, then where's your depth, right? So I think teams, it used to be in a point where teams were willing to write a blank check or weren't as aggressive in negotiations. I do think teams are more aggressive because you do have to keep an eye on whether it be the apron rule or luxury tax and some of those things. And I think players have to way of the guaranteed money, you know, the ability to take guaranteed money now and risking not doing it and potentially injuries come about.
And before we get you out of here, I saw kicking around Heat Twitter that you had some prediction that you think Kawhi could end up with the Miami Heat. Now, are we talking? Hold on, Leroy. Yeah, hold on. Let the man speak.
You know, it's funny. Those are the articles where I like fight tooth and nail with my editors. And I was like, I will not put trade proposals together. I will analyze them. So I will let somebody else do that. You know, listen, Kawhi is an interesting situation. You know, listen, we're still waiting on the aspiration investigation to come down. When that's going to happen, is it going to be after the playoffs? Probably. You know, he's got a year left. The max you can extend him is 2 years because of the over 38 rule. They have made it known that they have no intent on moving him. We'll see what happens when we get into the offseason. But that is like more of a low risk, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot. Giving stuff up.
We were right here. We had this conversation.
Don't take him off of it, Leroy.
And then you go, Kawhi.
Kawhi and Bam. And
he's going to play 45 games. How is that going to help the Heat?
Listen, he's been better. He's been playing more games.
You might have more players around him than you did with the other guy. So
that point I get, but still.
Bobby, we appreciate the time. Thanks for making it for us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right. Check out Bobby Marks. Does a fantastic job breaking down every team. And like as soon as the playoffs are over for your team, he's got like the whole breakdown of it. But does a great job on the Miami Heat. Appreciate him giving some time there.
Did he help you?
Yeah.
Or are you still
he did help me. No, I mean, I am going to be Wild Heat Coyote. He said we're getting Kawhi. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.